Shalom to all, and today we're learning Masachas Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishlechas Mishnah Tes, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shish B'zecher Efan Yerziva Kagon, B'Karav Mamesh. Mishlechas tells us, Yehuda ben Tabbai v'Shem ben Shetach kibul mehem, Yehuda ben Tabbai and Shem ben Shetach, they received from them, they got the Messiah from Yeshua and Barachi and Nitar Bailey. Yehuda ben Tabbai, Emir Yehuda ben Tabbai says, Al tas atzmecha ka'archei adayonim. Don't make yourself like archei adayonim. Who are these? So these are people who help somebody who has a din Torah. They teach them what to say and how to argue their side so that they can win the case. Now obviously we're only talking about people who are saying truthful things, but it's still something he tells us don't do. Either that's because we're afraid that others are going to suspect this guy of helping improperly, or maybe because the litigants themselves, the Baal HaDinim, the person who's in the Din Torah, he's going to figure out how to be Meshaker, how to lie, based off of the help that he's getting. So don't pick Archad on him, don't help a guy in his Din Torah. Also, when Baal HaDinim are standing in front of you, they should be like Rishayim. This is referring to the Dayanim, the judges. When they have two people come to them, they have to have the approach, what we say in English, guilty until proven innocent. They have to assume that both of these guys are wrong, and that way they're going to listen to the tainas, to the back and the forth, what each guy is saying, with a clear mind, and not thinking that one guy is right over the other. And lastly, when they leave you, they should be like meritorious, when they accepted the judgment upon themselves. This is also being addressed to the Dayan, telling him that after the Psak Din, he says, Ruvain's chayv and Shimon is pater, let's say, he shouldn't think to himself, Ruvain's such a scoundrel, what a thief, what a liar. He came to the Din Torah trying to win, he was really just trying to steal money from Shimon. I can't believe him. What a guy. That's what Mishnah's telling us. Don't say that. Once they leave you, you have to look at them as if they're both Zakai. They're both good guys. And even the one who turned out to be wrong, just assume that he made a mistake. And that's why he came to the Din Torah trying to win. But not that he was acting out of malice and lying and trying to be a cheat. Moving on to Mishnah test. Shimon ben Shetach Chaimer. Shimon ben Shetach says, Heaven mar belachar so edem. You as a Dayon should really do a good job checking out the edem, ask them a million questions, this way, that way, a different way, try to get the real truth from them. However, be very careful with your words. Maybe they're going to learn how to lie based off of the way you're asking them these questions. If you're not careful about how you ask, then they might realize, wait, if he's asking me the question like that, then if I say it like this, then he's going to pass him like me. Therefore, even though you're asking them a bunch of questions, be careful how you ask them so they don't learn how to lie based off of what you're saying. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.